Welcome back to our audio weblog entitled 2012 in the Church of Jesus. This is a weekly report put out by Voice of the Martyrs. It can be accessed at the VOM website, persecution.com. You can actually have VOM send it to your email every week. When it comes to my email, I print it out, share it with you, and then I pray for those nations and people that are indicated on the report for the following week. Today, we go first to Indonesia. The Taman Yasmin Indonesian Christian Church in Bogor, West Java, was recently ordered to relocate to a neighborhood 3 miles from its current location. The church, which was forced to meet outdoors for years because of Islamic pressure, believes it would face strong opposition at the new site and has firmly rejected the order. It has instead called on officials to respect the 2010 Supreme Court ruling that reinstated the church's building permit. Under pressure from local Muslims, authorities have closed 9 illegal churches in Banda Aceh. 2 weeks ago, the church's leaders were forced to sign statements agreeing to close their church buildings. Authorities have warned that they will continue to monitor these congregations to ensure that church activities are not resumed. Please pray for GKI, that is, the Taman Yasmin Indonesian Christian Church, and other churches in Indonesia as they struggle to worship God amid severe persecution. In Iran, on October 15, an Assemblies of God pastor in Awaz, Iran, and 3 of the church's ministers were each sentenced to 1 year in prison after being convicted of, quote, converting to Christianity, inviting Muslims to convert, as well as propagating against the Islamic regime through promoting evangelic Christianity, end of quote. Pastor Farhad Sabukru, his wife, Shanaz Jezan, Nasser Zaman Desfili, and Davud Alijani received the maximum penalty for the charges, and they may appeal the ruling. Pray that God will give peace and strength to these pastors, as well as other imprisoned Christians still awaiting trial. And in Tanzania, a Tanzanian teenager charged with desecrating a Quran has been blessed with the protection of 2 Christian prison guards. A VOM contact who visited 17-year-old Eva Abdullah this month said the female Christian guards promised to care for Eva and help keep her safe. Eva converted from Islam to Christianity 3 years ago and was subsequently disowned by her family. When a group of radicals couldn't persuade her to deny her faith in Christ, they falsely accused her of desecrating a Quran. Although many Christian leaders were afraid to defend her, compassionate attorneys have taken her case. Pray for the continued protection of Eva and her Christian guards. Praise God for these 2 guards who are a comfort to Eva as she awaits trial, and pray that Eva will continue to shine the light of Christ. And finally, in Colombia, we always try to give at least 1 VOM project for you to pray for. And this week, it's Pray for 25 Widows, supported through VOM's Families of Martyrs Fund. They and their families are provided food, utilities, and fellowship with other believers. That's in Colombia. Well, thank you for joining with me today in concern and prayer for the persecuted church. Lord willing, we'll return next week at about this time so that we can keep you in touch with what deeply touches God's heart. I'm Bob. Although I'm an area representative for Voice of the Martyrs, this is not an official VOM presentation. If you live in the northern Illinois area and would like me to come and share with your group of any size about the persecuted church and VOM's ministry, I'd be glad to do that. You can email me at diakonos3, D-I-A-K-O-N-O-S, and the number 3, at gmail.com. God bless you today. Be sure to check out the rest of this series and my other series on sermon audio. Bye-bye.